the rest of the story. They didn't cotton to strangers in the Lone Star Saloon, and Billy Miller was a stranger. He could feel the cold stares as he tromped in and bellied up to the bar. In fact, the only smiling face in the place belonged to the Lone Star barkeep. "What'll it be?" he asked Billy. Billy answered, "Beer'd be fine." Then he looked up at the sign. The sign said, "Try the special." All right, Billy would try the special. Pretty powerful stuff, Billy was advised. No matter, insisted the stranger, "pour me a tall one." So the barkeep poured Billy a tall one, and the latter belted it down. The recipe was supposed to be a secret. I'll tell you what it was. It was raw alcohol and snuff-saturated water and a white powder purchased from old Doc Hall, a regular in the saloon. The powder was most likely some form of chloral hydrate. In any case, Billy Miller started getting real talkative after a minute or so. Then he got restless. Then he got nervous. And then he was unconscious. He woke up in an alley a dozen hours later, squinting painfully into the morning sunlight. His gold watch was gone. His cash was gone. Even his clothing had been stolen, leaving him wrapped in rags. Now, Billy Miller was no gunslinger. He was a railroad man, but he had his pride. So he picked himself up and shook the aching fog out of his head and stalked back to the Lone Star Saloon, where he banged thunderously on the door. He wanted his watch and his duds and his $35, and consarn it, he was going to get them. They found Billy's body out by the railroad tracks not too long after that. They're still looking for his head. And so the ballad of Billy Miller, just one of innumerable unfortunates who wandered unknowingly into the toughest saloon in town, not in the Wild West, but in the even wilder Midwest, at the south end of Whiskey Row, in the Badlands of Chicago. We might not even know what went on in the Lone Star Saloon in the waning 19th century, except for two saloon girls, Gold Tooth Mary and Isabel Fife. They had quit, fearing for their lives, and they testified before a city commission, and we have the records of that commission. The bartender's concoction put some robbery victims out cold for days, the girls reported, sometimes forever, but no matter to the brutal barkeep, who often boasted that he was immune to the law. He said, was protected. And he was, by crooked aldermen. And what do you know, the commission adjourned, and the Lone Star stayed in business. And its proprietor and bartender, one and the same, after a very brief vacation, returned to operate unmolested as before. And he, the bartender, is remembered to this day, even in a way honored, with a place of his own in the dictionary. For you see, the Lone Star's special cold cock cocktail that the unsuspecting were lured into guzzling, now as then, bears the name of its bartender inventor. His name, and its name, Mickey Finn. Only now you know the rest of the story.